This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. This week, an up-and-coming company builds its innovative business for the benefit of their community's health and beyond. Here's reporter Leah Lem with the story.
I drive out to the Lake Vermilion Reservation where the company Harvest Nation Inc. calls home. The company is owned by four Anishinaabe women, all family, in fact, and they are working on providing healthy food to their communities, but in a new way. Harvest Nation is using aeroponics to grow food. And if you don't know what aeroponics means, stay with me. We'll get an explanation. But first, let me introduce Denise Pirados, the primary founder of Harvest Nation. She and her team have lots of technical knowledge and are creating a new approach to growing food that better fits their needs.
I'm Denise Pirados. I'm the CEO of Harvest Nation. So we're going to have an energy crisis. It's just a matter of time when. And I thought, well, we don't grow food anymore. We don't have food up here that we could grow. We're at the end of the food pipeline anyway. Most of our fruits and vegetables have the least shelf life because we're the last place everything's transported. And everything doesn't have any nutritional value. You know, head of iceberg lettuce is nothing, you know. So I started doing research on, first I was going to just build it in the backyard. And then I thought no one wanted it to last longer.
Energy demands, lack of access to healthy food, and a climate that's not very friendly to year-round gardening prompted Denise to spend years researching highly nutritious food to grow and how to grow them. And she landed on,
so up here, the only option we have is aeroponics to grow indoors. And aeroponics is where the roots are hanging in air and they're being doused with water and nutrients at intervals.
Aeroponics differs from the more widely known hydroponics, which is where the roots of the plants are submerged in nutrient-rich water. And the hard part about being among the first is there's really nobody to follow, no best practices to repeat. There are other aeroponic facilities, but Harvest Nation is also trying to meet the needs of their community in a culturally appropriate way, with a wide variety of produce, which means more time spent on developing growing methods. The aeroponics technology is more than a means to get more healthy food out there. It's a way to help heal. Dani Pirados is Harvest Nation's sales and marketing director.
Hello, my name is Dani Pirados. Traditionally, native food systems were disrupted with colonization, which I personally have suffered from in terms of my physical well-being. I really didn't know or care much about health for a long time, and neither did my peer group. And with the fear of, you know, diabetes and the effect it's had on family members, I'm sick of seeing my family members get their limbs chopped off, especially when we had traditional foods that met our needs, of course, the physical needs, but the spiritual and cultural aspect, and how it makes me want to cry even talking about it, and how unjust the whole history is there, and it's going to take us to heal us.
And that healing, Dani talks about, begins with healing the relationship with food and doing it in a way that will align their goals with the growing food sovereignty movement.
We can start with food. And we had a talking circle where one of our family members had attended and said, my great-grandpa, my mom, and my aunt's grandpa, George Strong, he taught that food is medicine. And I was like, I never got that teaching. Harvest Nation, we've aligned ourselves with the food sovereignty movement. And there are four principles that are our core values. The first, of course, is the local production and access to food, healthy food. The second is having culturally appropriate food. And then the third principle is outreach and education. The fourth pillar is using environmentally sound practices.
Find out more about how Harvest Nation is working towards food sovereignty on their website, harvestnationinc.com. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.